Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the Alaska Airline Center here at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. ASAA March Madness being brought to us by First National Bank Alaska. We have got one spot left in the 1A boys semifinal, and this game here will decide it. This one featuring the number one ranked team out of Minto. The Minto Lakers will be taking on the number nine seed in the King Cove T-Jacks. King Cove in the black jerseys and Minto in the white jerseys. Minto with an opening round win over Emonic to get into this quarterfinal, and King Cove with a win over the eighth seed in Antioch to get their ticket into the main draw here. Winner of this one will take on Shishmaref, who just won in a thrilling game over Selawik, hanging on to win by three. So Shishmaref awaits the winner of this one. We have got our first semifinal all set, and that will feature Shaktulik and Northway. That semifinal tomorrow afternoon at 3:15, and the second semifinal at 4:45. Right now, we'll send it over to our public address announcer and meet our starting lineups.
ASAA March Madness, Alaska. We'd like to express a very special thank you to our title sponsor, First National Bank Alaska, for its continued support of high school athletics. Ladies and gentlemen, this contest will feature our visiting team from King Cove. Please welcome the King Cove T-Jacks. And your home team from Minto, the Minto Lakers. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the starting lineup beginning with the King Cove T-Jacks. Senior number two, Liam Brando. Junior captain number three, Riley. Captain number 12, Michael Ward. Senior captain number 13, Sailor Ward. And senior captain number 15, Brennan Lissett. Ladies and gentlemen, the T-Jacks are coached by Mr. Ricky De La Cruz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for the Minto Lakers. A 6-foot senior, number one, Captain Jonathan David. A 5'8" junior, captain number five, Warren Charlie. A 6-foot senior, number 12, Devante Bigfoot Jimmy. A 6'1" senior captain, number 24, Jeffrey Fred. And a 5'10" sophomore, number 23, Nicholas Rubber. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lakers are coached by Mr. Landon Anderson and assisted by Warwick Anderson. Oh, those are the managers. They are coached Andrew David and Jeff Frank.
All right, we've got our starting lineups here, and we are ready. One more spot in a semifinal between Minto and King Cove. Again, Minto coming in as the number one seed, and the King Cove T-Jacks coming in as the 9 seed, King Cove in the black jerseys. Minto Lakers out of the interior of Alaska, close to my home, about 100 miles north of Fairbanks. Definitely known for the pike fishing there at the Minto Lakes. King Cove from down in the Aleutians, and I spent about 3 years down in King Cove back in the late 80s, early 90s, and worked for Peter Pan down there for 3 years. Was only supposed to go for just a summer stint and ended up extending every single time. And, man, what a beautiful place it is. Underway here in the Minto Lakers. Control the opening tip, and they will lose it. T-Jacks, as you saw them in their warm-ups, they have number three, playing this for number three, young man, last name Kaipo, out of Sand Point. Passed away a couple weeks. Apparently the young man had drowned, and even though they were rivals on the basketball court, you can see the warm-ups over on their benches with Kaipo's picture, number three. So playing this for them, and I know we've got the Sand Point girls coming up here at 6:15 as they'll be taking on the defending state champion Fort Yukon Eagles. So I'm sure they will have Kaipo on their warm-ups as well. So very classy move here by the King Cove T-Jacks. Just underway here, quarter number one, and our final quarterfinal in the 1A boys. Driving it in the lane, a nice bounce pass. A little close, hard to handle, but a shot is up, and Devontae Bigfoot Jimmy gets the basket in an and-one opportunity.
T-Jacks number 13, Sailor Gould.
Sailor Gould picks up his first foul. Shishmaref, sure they're posted up someplace after their three-point win over Selowik in a back-and-forth battle prior to this game. And the and one does not go. Whistle on the rebound. It'll stay Minto ball. Peter Anderson, the head coach for the Minto Lakers. Ricky Dela Cruz doing it all by himself over there for King Cove. Andrew David and Jeff Frank helping out Minto on the coaching staff. And a turnover by the Lakers. Here comes Michael Gould. Three on the way, and that one snaps the net. Riley Wilson puts the T-Jacks up by one. And stepping on the sideline is Warren Charlie. King Cove will get it back, and Minto will set up full court pressure. Brendan Larson, one of the five seniors, looking to keep his high school playing days going, trying to get to a championship. The putback off the side of the backboard. Minto with that rebound. He'll push the pace up. Boy, they had two players underneath and contact on top. And they're going to call offensive on Jonathan David for the Lakers. And that stops the clock with 6:46 to go. First team foul. Excuse me, first team foul on the Lakers. We've got one team foul so far on King Cove. Lakers again will set up full court pressure. Good job by Minto on the defense there. Now a man wide open on the left side. Kind of rushed the shot. I believe that was Sailor Gould, and quickly back come the Lakers. Little drag step is good for Nicholas Roberts. And Minto gets the ball right back, leading by one. Both these teams, of course, definitely aware of what's in stake here. Now, if you lose this one, you will play again tomorrow And a three is good. Jeffrey Frank feeling that one on the release. He knew it was going to go. Held that follow three up. Now, follow through, excuse me, on the three up contact. And this is going to go on the Lakers, Jonathan David. And that's going
to
be...
That's his second.
So Peter Anderson probably going to want to get him out after his conversation with the official, but not motioning to the bench right yet. Well, you definitely don't want to pick up a third foul. And, you know, these players right now playing with a ton of adrenaline. And here's a steal. Nicholas Roberts goes left side, hangs onto it up and under. Got too far underneath the backboard before releasing the shot. And the T-Jacks bring it back down. And, boy, the Lakers just swarm them like mosquitoes when you get into Minto. And now, let's see, I think they're...
They're
going to keep Bigfoot. Jonathan David out there with two fouls, and Devontae Bigfoot Jimmy will come out. T-Jacks with it on their baseline. And they work it in, and up and under, and that one goes.
Michael Gould
brings the T-Jacks back within one. Jonathan David trying to send it inside. Stolen away in a foul. That's going to be number three on Jonathan David. Just as we mentioned, you do not want to keep him out there with a chance to pick that up. And now a technical foul. Who is this one going to go? And that's going to go. There's the technical. Let's see who is going to signal this one on. And that's going to go on Jonathan David.
And team third, technical foul charge to the Minto Lakers, number one, Jonathan David. That's his third personal and team fourth.
So he has got four now with the technical. Wow. Minto is going to have to recover and really just going to find the strength right now and going to have to shake that off. Jonathan David, I didn't see what happened and why the technical got signaled. I don't know if he said something under his breath. It wasn't like over dramatic, but you leave it to the officials. They were on top of the call, so I can't hear anything over here with my headset. And you can see Peter Anderson talking to the official that gave him that technical, and not overly animated, but boy, that hurts as you lose that 6 foot senior in Jonathan David. Four fouls on him, so how long do they keep him on the bench? And that air ball, but the putback is good for Brennan Larson. We're tied at seven. Graminto, you have just got to play within your system, and you've got plenty of bench players that have gotten plenty of time throughout the season. Cross-court pass. Weaving his way in, finding the open man underneath. And great job as Devontae Bigfoot Jimmy's got four. Minto back up by two. Liam Brandle slow things down for the T-Jacks. Michael Gould will bring it back out on top. NBA three will not go. Great defense in the backcourt by King Cove. Minto survives that onslaught. Baseline three, in and out, rebound. T-Jacks momentarily, ball's loose. And it's loose and off. Well, you can see Devontae Bigfoot Jimmy getting fired up as they set up full court pressure. 2 point Minto lead as we get to the midway point of quarter number one. Near side thinking about a three, but a travel. Well, that happens a lot. They do that step back. Still see it in college. We got immediate timeout, 9-7. Lakers on top. We'll step aside for a minute. We got more March Madness coming up on the NFHS Network.
The farther north you go in Alaska, the less days you have in construction. First National Bank Alaska has been a great partner for us. Katie Mallard with First National has been our banker, and she gets it. They really understand the Western Alaska and those specific nuances for where we work. When you have six-figure payrolls, equipment that you have to buy, even as much as a year in advance, that's where they really shine.
First National Bank Alaska. Let's shape your tomorrow.
How long have you been a GCI customer for?
I would imagine since 2011, 2012.
I feel like it helps everybody throughout the YK Delta.
We use the internet to trade, barter.
So what would you say that GCI provides for you that's like vital to what you do?
Service.
I'm going to be taking online classes to further my nursing career. I know this will help a lot too.
With streaming videos, watching movies, Netflix, being able to finally do that without interruptions.
All right, we are back here with 3:47 to go in the first quarter. 14 fouls on the Minto Lakers. Just one so far on King Cove. Two-point Laker lead and Minto ball. Boy, if you're just joining us, Jonathan David had two fouls out there. He got called for his third and then got over-animated to the official and picked up a technical, which resulted in his fourth personal. That one off the side of the backboard, but recovering nicely and scoring, Nicholas Roberts. Makes it a four-point Laker lead, and they force the turnover in the backcourt on the full-court pressure. Lakers have played in some big tournaments with some 3A and 4A squads. Trying to work it inside. And there's a foul. It's going to go on Liam Brandel. That'll be his first.
Ejects number two, Liam Brandel.
3:10 to go. First quarter. Four-point lead for the Minto Lakers. Losing his footing. Ball on the floor. Good hustle by the T-Jacks. Riley Wilson to tie it up. Possession arrow. King Cove will get it on the possession arrow, and Minto will set up immediately in full court pressure. Oh, no, they took off, and he caught it in the air as he came down. So just a little mistake right there for the T-Jacks. And again, sometimes just full court pressure. Just with the pressure of it, can make some mental mistakes happen, and it did, as it showed right there. Four-point Laker lead, just under three to go in the opener. Three ball. No good. Rebound on the floor. Bodies down on it, tied up, and this time it will go Minto's way. Good sportsmanship right there between Brennan Larson and Nicholas Roberts helping each other up. And
possession favors the Minto Lakers.
So the Minto Lakers will get it on the possession arrow. Officials coming in. Not sure what they're checking here. But, you know, safety first. If it's a safety issue, good job for them. Making sure everything is all right. Four-point Laker lead. 2:35 and counting in the opening quarter. 14 fouls on Minto. So their next one will put King Cove at the line for the double bonus. And all four of those from Jonathan David. Getting open inside. Short off the front of the iron. Getting his own miss. Hands it off. That one off the window will not go. Now we're going to get another foul on Gould. Coming down, kind of, you can see him trying to just kind of hack at the ball, but getting arms instead. That'll be the third team foul for King Cove. Minto thought about the baseline, that not there. Looked at a three. Great job getting inside. Jeffrey Frank He has got five. Travel is the call. And Minto, their pressure, takes it back. And we got a full timeout coming here, so we'll take a break as well. 13-7, Lakers on top.
Humble beginnings. Humble beginnings.
The world's wide open, and our people are brilliant and resilient.
And we have to have these new ideas, this new future of generations to come, to be able to support this corporation.
I'm Sam King, an iron ore process tech degree right here in the state. ConocoPhillips Alaska is the state's largest oil producer, and what we do matters. As part of the operations team, I prepare for planned maintenance on our facility, and I work closely with production teams across the North Slope. It's not just what we do, it's how we do it. The team and I work every day to safely and responsibly put oil in the pipeline. ConocoPhillips Alaska, committed to Alaska for more than 50 years.
All right, welcome back. Forgot to remind everybody, this broadcast is the exclusive property of the NFHS Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or reproduction of this broadcast, in whole or in part, without the express written consent of the NFHS Network, is strictly prohibited. This includes any and all forms of media, including but not limited to television, radio, online streaming, and social media platforms. Unauthorized use may result in legal action. Back under action, 6-point Laker lead. Lakers doing a good job after Jonathan David picked up his fourth foul on getting in the paint, scoring. Nicholas Roberts, who's got six of the 15. 90 seconds remaining, quarter number one. Minto, your top-ranked team coming into the tournament, defending state champions. Shaq Tulik, the two-seed. Minto with a takeaway and contact. Riley Wilson picks up his first and... I believe that'll be number four as a team on King Cove. And that is four, both teams now with four. To the free throw line we go. Nicholas Roberts, the 5'10 sophomore, with a pair. First one, good for Roberts. And the second one will go for Roberts. He has got eight. T-Jax now down by 10. Gould trying to work it inside. Tough pass inside as Thompson unable to reel that one in. Minto now playing with all kinds of adrenaline. And now Easton Wolf, 6'3", sophomore. Six sophomores, one eighth grader for the Minto Lakers. No freshmen, but a very, very young squad. Seconds to go. Boy, I don't think he needed to make that pass there. And Michael Gould, they're going to send it back to Gould. And his shot blocked from behind is Nicholas Roberts with the flex. And Minto is fired up right now. 10-point Laker lead. King Cove ball on the baseline. Three wide open, and that one is good for Michael Gould. He's got five and gets his team back within seven. 40 seconds and counting, quarter number one. Jeffrey Frank will slow things down. Looks like Minto satisfied to settle for a final shot. Sometimes it works, and then sometimes you end up going, man, get desperate. But a 7-point lead, so they're going to try to make King Cove come out on them. King Cove refusing to bite on it right now. They're like, okay, they're not going to do anything out there, so no reason to come way out on them. Here's the shot. And no call. And that will do it for the first half with the Minto Lakers leading by 7. We'll take a timeout. We got more March Madness coming up on the NFHS Network.
Growing up Alaskan makes you, well, a little different. We're an independent bunch, yet we can't get along without each other. We like unique things, and we have unique needs. That's the whole reason we created Club 49, the only travel benefits program made for Alaskans. So you can be you. Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, we're here, start of the second quarter. 7-point lead. And we're going to get a quick whistle here and a foul.
Foul is charged to the Lakers, number 5, Warren Charlie.
Warren Charlie. Good job by both teams of not getting in the bonus here. Both got to 4 team fouls, didn't get to 5, but we'll go to the free throw line for a pair. Liam Brandel. And that one is good. That's his first point. And makes it a 6-point game. Just underway. Quarter number 2. And as expected, Jonathan David will stay over on the bench with 4 personals. And the second one is good. You know, he got called for that third, and your emotion takes over sometimes. And oh, and that's a tough pass. Possession will stay with the Lakers. Off the foot almost. Lakers right now. 3. No good. Easy rebound for Wilson. King Cove looking to chip away at this lead. Now they've got it down to 5. They trailed by as many as 10. 3 ball would help things out. That's off the mark. You could see that one kind of tapering off to the right side. Gould to Wilson. Out to Gould on top. Gets to the free throw line. Too strong off the glass. Easy rebound for Jeffrey Frank. Curtis Bigfoot. Boy, King Cove recovered fast on that one. And they swat that cross-court pass. But it will remain Laker ball, and the lead will stay at 5. One timeout taken by the Lakers, all 5 remaining for King Cove. Jeffrey Frank thought about a 3. Gives it up to Roberts. They're going to work it inside. Back out Roberts on top, 3. That one off the back of the iron. High rebound. A couple players with their back to the basket, not knowing where it was. And the T-Jacks come up with it. Skip bounce pass. Gould inside. Scores. Brandel. Liam Brandel makes it a 3-point Minto Laker lead. Getting inside. Jump shot. Free throw line. No. Robert Thompson didn't have to do anything but just stand right there. Gould, over-shoulder catch, and he scores. Brandel, excuse me. I don't know why I keep thinking that's a Gould. Boy, what a reception. That's a football reception. Over the shoulder, offensive wave off the basket. Lead will stay at 1. Jeffrey Frank picks up his first. So they waves off the basket. Lakers will immediately set up full court pressure. Larson hands it off. Michael Gould. Gould's 3 Blocked from behind. Two Laker players get taken out. They're okay as, boy, they get up a little slow. Boy, right now, Nicholas Roberts looking a little bit gassed, but having a friendly conversation with Michael Gould. It's good to see them talk to each other, but, you know, come away smiling. Shows the level of competition these guys are in. And they're going to continue with their one-on-one battle. And, boy, right now, Michael Gould has been favoring his right hand. Three ball off the back of the iron. Coming inside for the rebound on the putback. Tough angle off the window. Minto comes out of the pack. Contact on top, and that's going to be on Liam Brendel. And that's going to be number three on him. So Ricky De La Cruz takes a look over at his bench. He's going to double check over there. He was waiting to hear, and he was waiting for the call, and the announcement comes, and that's three. So now he's taking a look at Brandell. He's telling him, you know, gives him the slow down, calm down. But no substitute coming in for him. So going to roll the dice and leave him out with three. Three ball is good for Warren Charlie. That's his first basket. Puts his Laker squad up by four. Contact is Riley Wilson. Spins around right into the defender. Brandell in the middle, and he gets it with a kiss off the glass, and he has got eight. Actually, yeah, he's got eight here in the second. The putback short by the Lakers. A three. No. Another easy rebound for Thompson. King Cove. Oh, just off the fingertips. Brendan Larson. Larson may be a little bit gassed right now, as is King Cove. Everybody, and you can tell Larson could use a breather right now. Even if you can get him out for 30 seconds, he is gassed and on his knees right now. And that's when you pick up fouls, just a little bit tired, and you get behind your man, and you'll get a desperation reach. They're going to keep him out there. Lakers send it out. Another three. That one airballs. Trying to sell the foul, but no one's buying. Going all the way and scoring. Michael Gould ties us at 20. It's a 10-0 run here in the second quarter. It was 20. Well, no, they got a three. But now it's a 10-3 run and another steal. The T-Jacks could possibly take the lead right here, but they lose the handle and a foul. And that's going to be number four. And that's the danger of leaving somebody in there with three. Brandell picks up number four, so he is going to be relegated to the bench. And you got to imagine at least midway through the third till you see him back in there. And, you know, you got to applaud their play, but again, you've got to play smart knowing you've got those fouls on you. Out on top for the Lakers, tied at 20. Jeffrey Frank into the middle. And there's that foul right there, and that's going to be two on Larson. T-Jacks have got to settle down. You can't get your top players here getting into foul trouble. 3:16 to go in the first half, tied at 20. 14 fouls on King Cove, and Minto throws it away. And boy, Minto had led by 10, and now are tied at 20. It's Wilson, gives it up Sailor Gould now right side, right in front of the Lakers bench. They're sending a sub to the table at three. Off the mark, Minto chases it down. Warren Charlie's going in, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Michael Gould whistled for the foul. And he'll wisely just walk away. You don't want to keep having conversations. I think that was a pretty clear call. Charlie to the stripe for two. First one does not go. And that'll bring in Trayton Titus, 6'1", eighth grader for the Minto Lakers. Second one goes. T-Jax off the window, rebound, put back, too strong off the window. Thompson thought he was fouled. Lakers unable to capitalize on that opportunity. Bounce pass up ahead to Brennan. In, out, in! Robert Thompson. Catch and shoot. King Cove finds themselves up by one. Boy, they're doing a great job because those players out on the floor have been out there a long time. Three is short, and Minto may be a little tired as well. But that was Titus, and he just got in. Long three, short, easy rebound for the eighth grader. And here comes Warren Charlie. Up and in. Warren Charlie now with six in this quarter. Nicholas Roberts, after a quick breather and a drink of water, will come back in. And you can still see he's breathing hard. Three with pressure, no. Rebound picked up by the Lakers, leading by one. Minute 15 to go. Running into the wall, known as Robert Thompson. Thompson doing a good job there of just putting his hands up. Larson gives it up to Gould. Gould goes right side. Larson for three. That one will not go, and Larson's been out there a long time, and well, you can see that he is breathing hard. Looking forward to that halftime break. 23-22. Showing, I mean, they've been up and backs, nonstop action. Our final 30. Minto, are you going to set up again for a final shot? They did this at the end of the first quarter and were unable to score, but they were up by seven at the time. Right now, just up by one. Well, I don't doubt we're going to get the substitute in Roberts in. So again, Minto trying to get King Cove to bite and bring him out, and King Cove refuses. Down to 5 seconds, and King Cove takes it away. They've got some time, and they're just going to throw it up. I thought he had, thought he had more time than that. It will do it for the first half. Both these teams are looking forward to a break, as are we. 23-22, Lakers on top. It's halftime. We got more March Madness coming up on the NFHS Network. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen.
As the state has grown, we've been right there every step of the way, providing quality hardware solutions for our customers. With our fully stocked Anchorage warehouse and within our 8 strategically placed retail stores throughout the state, every Alaskan has access to top quality products. Our large team of over 100 Alaskans are able to provide knowledge and support for retail customers and for businesses of all sizes. AIH, we've got all the tools, all the time.
My grandpa got his very first toolbox from AIH. He always told me that if I had the right tools, I'd have everything I needed. And now, looking back, I realize that everything I actually needed, I got from him. Building life's most precious moments from generation to generation.
Data caps and low bandwidth are no problem with the Alaska Commercial Company Shopping App. In low bandwidth mode, our online store loads in less time than other stores and saves you money on data. Here for you. Here for Alaska.
Alaskans love staying active, whether it's cross-country skiing, rock climbing, or tearing up the slopes. But sometimes, gravity has other plans. When your epic adventure turns into an epic wipeout, OPA's Orthopedic Injury Walk-In Clinic has you covered. We'll get you seen fast, without an appointment, saving you time and money. OPA's Orthopedic Injury Walk-In Clinic. Because bouncing back shouldn't be harder than the fall.
The Alaska Air National Guard was born.
We are the Alaska Air National Guard. We are united by one commanding principle. Love. Love for our fellow man, for our freedoms, for Alaska, our home, and for the United States of America.
For America and for you.
We are always ready, always there.
Always have been, and always will be.
People don't wake up every day and say, I'm going to have a health issue today. They need somebody to be curious. And when I can ask the right questions and understand, then I'm able to walk them through what's happening.
Inspired by her parents, Tiffany Vassar learned lifelong values in student government, cheerleading, volleyball, and more. Today, leadership, teamwork, and compassion are just a few of the lifelong lessons Tiffany brings to GCI as she helps manage more than $2 million in contributions to nonprofits across the Great Land. Alaskans helping Alaskans.
It's what it means to win for life.
Donlan Communications and Liaison Coordinator Samantha Ngayak Miller was a standout volleyball player at Bethel Regional. Donlan's Environmental Coordinator Danny Twitchell won multiple wrestling championships, also at Bethel. Today, Samantha still serves ACES with her strong communication for the Donlan team and her community. And Danny continues to wrestle as he pins down bright solutions to environmental challenges, values that endure. ASAA, win for life.
Welcome back here to the Alaska Airlines Center. Boy, we got a good one here. Spot in the final 1A boys semifinal game. Minto and King Cove trying to get into it. And winner of this one will take on Shishmaref, who hung on for a 47-43 win in our first quarterfinal matchup. So Shishmaref, I'm sure, in the stands watching this one as they await the winner of this game right here. A nice packed lower bowl here, and the upper bowl starting to slowly fill up as well. We've got girls action going on next to us on 1A. We're 1A girls, and then on this court we'll finish up the night. We've got two 1A matchups coming up over here, but back and forth we go. And probably the story of this game right here is four fouls on Jonathan David all in the first quarter. And for King Cove, you got four personals now on Liam Brandell. Take a look at the scoring here. 8 points for Brandell for King Cove, seven for Michael Gould, three for Riley Wilson. And for the Minto Lakers, you've got 8 points for Nicholas Roberts, six for Warren Charlie, all six of those in the second quarter. 4 points for Devontae Bigfoot Jimmy. And Jeffrey Frank with five. It's a 12-6 scoring advantage for the King Cove T-Jacks in that second quarter. They were down by seven. Lakers, though, will start with the ball and a very slim one-point lead. Second half is underway. Loser of this one, your tournament will continue. You will play tomorrow morning with a chance to advance into the fourth place game. And there's a three, and we've got Jonathan David out there on the floor with four fouls, and I'm sure he told his head coach, Peter Anderson, I will not pick up foul number five. Good job right there of not getting too close on contact, trying to answer back with a three or the T-Jacks, and that will not go. Minto quickly back and double-teamed on the baseline, working his way up with a shot, but trying to get a call, but slow to get up and holding his face after taking a shot. This is Jeffrey Frank now able to get back into the action, and the three is on the way and good for Riley Wilson. His second three in the game. He's got 6 points and cuts the lead down to one. Still got Liam Brandell over on the bench, and losing the handles, Jonathan David, 6 foot senior, one of the three seniors. He's talking with the other team here. So maybe a lot of that just because he had to sit so long. Whole second quarter, and King Cove turns it over. Minto down on their end now. Frank drives it in. They send it out. Three ball on the way, and that one in and out by David, who hit a three to start this quarter. That one didn't have any arc, so it hits the back of the iron. And easy rebound for Warren Charlie for the Lakers. And Lakers, Charlie gets inside, and he scores. He has got eight now. Three-point Laker lead. Finn Minto coming in the top seed in this one. Robert Thompson pirouettes at the free throw line. Gives it back up. Michael Gould. Gould back over to Riley Wilson. Now Larson. Larson to Thompson. Thompson again, a little pirouette there, this time with a dribble at the free throw line. And now Michael Gould double teamed. Boy, he has to rip that one away. Shot no good. But a three instead for Michael Gould, and he has got 10, and we're tied again at 28 now. Jonathan David, foul on the floor before the shot. David will get a hand up by teammate Devontae Bigfoot Jimmy, who had 4 points in the first quarter, didn't score in the second.
Number 15, Brennan Larson. That's his third personal.
So Brennan Larson now in foul trouble with three. Tied at 28. Curtis Bigfoot, the 5'9 sophomore, checks in for the Lakers. King Cove comes up with a takeaway. Cross court pass. Wilson sends it back out. Good hands by Gould. Wilson for three. Just off the mark a little bit. Rebound bouncing around off bodies, and the Lakers come out of it with it. Oh, and a collision. Boy, Warren Charlie and Riley Wilson collide. Well, Jonathan David had gone out for a second, and he's going to come back in. And Jeffrey Frank will check out, and I believe they said second foul on him. No, it can't be. He's just getting subbed out. Open three, all alone, too strong, and a foul on the rebound underneath. It's going to go. Sailor Gould.
That's his second personal.
Second on him. Third team foul on King Cove. None yet so far. And Jonathan David thought about a three. Thought about it again, hangs on to it. Always looking. Weaves his way in and he scores. He's got five here in the third. Well, his teammates did a great job responding without him out there, as Jeffrey Frank will head back over to the scorer's table to come back in. Michael Gould trying to work it inside. Nothing there. And Jonathan David leads the charge and tries to thread the needle and picked off by Brennan Larson. Thompson hands it off. Wilson. Wilson back. Larson, his pass picked off. Nicholas Roberts going to challenge him. And we'll get a call. And that's going to be number four now on Larson. Now you got Larson and you got Brandel already over on the bench with four. With 3:48 to go. And we got a media timeout, so we'll take a break as well. 30-28. Lakers on top. We'll step aside for 60 seconds.
Freshman Katie Hughes had doubts entering high school. She found her confidence by joining orchestra and the declamation team. As Katie gained self-assurance, she explored and enjoyed new opportunities to grow. Today, Katie is an experienced loan officer at First National Bank Alaska, drawing on lessons she learned from high school activities and sports. ASAA, win today, win for life.
OPA athletic trainer Lynn Young was a multi-sport standout at Kodiak High School. An OPA orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Eugene Chang, was a state champion running back and cornerback at East High. Today, they are part of a high-caliber team at OPA who treat hundreds of student-athletes every year with the same teamwork, focus, and painstaking care they mastered as student-athletes more than 30 years ago. Win for life, ASAA.
Hi, we're back here. Out of the media timeout, two-point Laker lead. Lakers at the free throw line for a pair. Coming up, Nicholas Roberts, who went 2 for 2.
Nicholas
on his lone trip to the free throw line in the first quarter. T-Jack fans trying to get in his head behind the backboard. He does not see him. 3-point Laker lead as Roberts with a deep breath goes 2 for 2 and now he's 4 for 4 at the line. And makes it a 4-point Laker lead. Going to get a travel call. Minto in the tournament last season finished tied for 9th. King Cove not in. Top 11 in that tournament last year. Not sure if they're down in the consolation bracket. That's a 3 short. Rebound. Lakers put back. Will not go. And Larson will stay out there with 4 personals. As Brandel will stay over on the bench with 4. Weaving through traffic. Shot up. That one no good. Rebound falls right into Curtis Bigfoot hands. Good hustle by Michael Gould, one of the 5 seniors for the T-Jacks. Speaking of King Cove, Elena Mack just wrapping up her college playing days. And boy, that senior sure seemed to go fast. She'd been here for 4 years as a Seawolf. Good luck to her and her future endeavors. And boy, what a contribution she made to that Seawolves team. And what a big season in her senior year. She sees here watching her hometown boys team play. Unless she's someplace warm. That one off the mark as David hit a 3 in this quarter. Now a foul. And we'll go to the free throw line for the Lakers.
Turns to the T-Jacks number 13, Sailor.
Sailor Gould now in some foul trouble. He has got 3, so you got Brendan Larson and Liam Brandel with 4 apiece. Sailor Gould with 3 for the Lakers. Jonathan David with 4. Free throw line for a pair, Warren Charlie. That one rattles around on the rim and falls off. He was 1 for 2.
Devontae
Bigfoot Jimmy checks in. Second one is good. So Warren Charlie now, 2 out of 4 from the line. He's got 9 points. 5-point Laker lead. Minto comes up with a takeaway, and they got a 2-on-1 opportunity. Going to hang on to it. And scoring and going to the free throw line is Warren Charlie. He flexes as he gets pulled up. He is fired up. 7-point lead, and now that's 4 on Sailor Gould. King Cove with 3 players with 4 personals, Brandel, Gould, and Larson. And 1 opportunity coming up for Warren Charlie. And 1 does not go. And now you get Liam Brandel ready to check back in. Long 3, kind of a rush shot. 2 minutes to go in the third. 1 spot in our 1A boys semifinal awaits the winner of this one. Jeffrey Frank, 6'1 senior, with the rock now. Drives baseline, sends it out. In and out. A Curtis Bigfoot. And a foul on the rebound. And this time it's going to go on Thompson, I believe. Robert Thompson.
That's his first personal.
Picks up his first. So Brandel will come in after the first free throw.
Nicholas Roberts.
Roberts at the line.
Back to the ball game.
Roberts, his perfect streak at the line comes to an end at 4 for 4.
Liam Randall.
So Brandel checks in and Sailor Gould will go out with 4. Ofer for Roberts at that trip. Still 4 out of 6 at the line. And a 7-point lead. This one's going to go on Warren Charlie, and that'll be his second.
Foul is charged to Lakers number 5, Warren Charlie. That's his second personal and team.
His second first team foul. Here on the Lakers. King Cove now with 5, so the Lakers will shoot the double bonus on any ensuing fouls by the T-Jacks. Gould hands it off. Brandel back to Gould. Driving inside. Boy, didn't get the glass. Short on a putback attempt. King Cove a little bit gassed right now. 65 seconds to go in the third. Challenging the big up and under. Comes off the iron and up ahead of everybody. Here comes Michael Gould. Boy, just enough pressure by Nicholas Roberts to disrupt that shot. There's a takeaway in King Cove with some numbers. Minto quickly back and mistiming that one is Nicholas Roberts. Going to pick up his first personal and the first team foul here in the third quarter. For Minto, we'll go to the free throw line.
Lakers number 23, Nicholas Roberts. That's his first personal and team second of the third quarter.
Michael Gould, his first trip to the free throw line. His team trailing by 7 with 43.1. Gould's first one does not go. Second one coming up. Fans trying to wave some pom-poms to distract Mr. Gould, and it does not work. He goes 1 for 2. Now a 6-point game as Jonathan David wants to check back in. 3, no. By Curtis Bigfoot. Rebound, T-Jacks. Shot partially blocked. by Devontae Bigfoot Jimmy. Brendan Larson with the putback. Makes it a 4-point Laker lead. 3 air balls right to the King Cove T-Jacks. Rendell gets up ahead of everybody, knocked out of his hands, and it'll stay. King Cove ball, 3.4 to go. They're not going to end up bringing Jonathan David in. He'll stay over there, which may be good, so you don't want to get that fifth foul in this final seconds of the third. King Cove with an opportunity. And no good, and no call. 4-point Laker lead as we go to the fourth quarter. More March Madness coming up on the NFHS Network.
Ken Coville and Scott Haberstad were student athletes at Ketchikan High in 1989. Today, Scott and Ken are still teammates for Alaska Airlines. When Ken piloted the K-High Kings basketball and cheer squads home after their championship victories, the true meaning of win for life was clear. Teamwork, respect, commitment. Scott and Ken have shared these bonds for 3 decades. ASAA, win for life.
Aurora Agee was born to run. Her high school cross-country skiing, running, and track careers taught her how to dig deeper, reach higher, and compete from start to finish. Today, Aurora is one of First National Bank Alaska's rising stars, a testament to the character and values she developed through high school sports and activities. Win for life. ASAA.
All right, welcome back here. Fourth quarter, 35-31, Lakers on top. 11 points for Warren Charlie to lead Minto. Nicholas Roberts with 10. 11 for Michael Gould to lead the T-Jacks. Quick three. Man, gets every part of the rim, but does not go through. Count the basket. Foul on Jeffrey Frank. Going to be number 3 on him. An and one opportunity coming up. Curtis Bigfoot picks up his first. And we'll get a sub in here. And Devontae Bigfoot Jimmy back in with 4 points, all his points in the first quarter. Curtis Bigfoot will get a breather. The and one is good. Brendan Larson makes it a 1-point Laker lead, the old-fashioned three. Jonathan David, a nice give. Roberts gets into the paint. Dishing the dime, Jonathan David. Michael Gould calls for a screen, doesn't come there. T-Jacks. Boy, and Minto will bring their defense out. Able to just avoid that 5-second call. 3, and that one is good. Michael Gould now with 14. Ties things at 37. T-Jacks playing for Kaipo out of Sandpoint. Lakers able to hang on to it. Multiple players with 4 personals. Man with the ball putting up a 3, one of those. That one no good. We're going to get a foul on the rebound, and that's going to go on the Lakers. Nicholas Roberts, he gets up limping.
Lakers number 23, Nicholas Roberts. That's his second personal.
Second on him.
Second of the fourth quarter.
Minto setting up full court pressure. Can the T-Jacks handle it? Contact in the back and a little too much. Warren Charlie, and that's going to be number 3 on him. Three team fouls here on Minto. King Cove with it with 6:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tied at 37, one spot left in the semifinal. Shishmaref awaits the winner. Michael Gould to Thompson. Thompson needing some help. He's going to hand it off. Brennan Larson will let Wilson reset things. Michael Gould at the free throw line. Sends it over. Open three. Far side. Good. Riley Wilson with nine. Puts his team up by three on that made trade. David gives it over. Frank for three. Rebound. Lakers. Shot is up and good as Warren Charlie picks up his 13th point. Brings the Lakers back within one. Jim Larson playing out there with four personals, as is Brandell. And Sailor Gould. Up over the top, and Larson gets up and comes up with a steal, a two-on-one opportunity. And a block. Thompson gives it up. Wilson. Larson playing catch. Huge three, Riley Wilson for number three, Kaipo. 43-39, King Cove. An eternity remains. Minto responds inside. Devontae, Bigfoot Jimmy. He has got six, and the Lakers take it away. Two-point game. Dribbling through traffic. Open three. Listen to the crowd. That one no good. Brandell will slow it down. And a timeout taken here by Michael Gould, and it's a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 43-41, King Cove on top with 4:19 to go. More of the ASAA First National Bank Alaska 1A Boys State Championship action coming up.
If I bring my mic up, while we take a break, we will say thank you for tuning in. We have the play-by-play courtesy of the NFHS Network. They're running through their supporters right now, and we're going to say thank you, the listener. King Cove coming up just in a few moments. Feels like forever, but we'll see how this game shakes out. In the meantime, let me see whether I can find a hello. How about to you?
All right, welcome back. 4:19 to go in regulation time. King Cove with a two-point lead. Three team fouls on the Lakers. They've got four timeouts remaining. No team fouls for King Cove, and that's a huge number in a close one like this one, especially as you get down to stretch time and if you need to stop the clock. And we got an errant ball on the floor. King Cove with it right in front of their bench. Bounce pass in to Brandell, gives it up. Michael Gould, ball knocked out of his hands. He saves it right back into the Lakers, and Lakers looking to push. Contact, and that's going to go on Wilson. He's not going to argue that.
Foul is charged to the T-Jacks, number three, Riley Wilson.
And now you got Nicholas Roberts coming in, and he is kind of limping right now. He does not look 100%.
Nicholas Roberts.
But, you know, whatever is ailing him, he is definitely going to play through it. Trying to get his Lakers to even things up or possibly take a lead on a made three. There that one goes. And it does! Jonathan David with eight puts the Lakers up by one. Boy, to have clutch three-point shooters on your squad is huge. Both of these teams have them. And a takeaway. Stolen away or stripped away. Knocked out of bounds by Brendan Larson. That stops the clock with 3:33 to go. 44-43. Lakers on top. So now the T-Jacks with one team foul. Three still on Minto. Another three. Short rebound. T-Jacks. Michael Gould will take his time bringing it up. Brandel just kind of in the way. And Lakers with a takeaway and a two-on-one opportunity. And Larson single-handedly erases that for Minto, but it'll stay Laker ball. 3:11 to go. Fourth quarter action. Final 1A boys game of the three for Jonathan David. He's got 11 here, and he didn't start scoring until the third quarter. Larson high off the window. No, Lakers. Bring it down. Inside. That one won't go. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Minto. Minto now with a four-point lead. Jonathan David with two huge threes in the fourth. King Cove takes a timeout. Minto cheering like they're going to get the ball, but they're pointing here at King Cove, but I'm not sure if they're pointing because of the timeout. So we'll see when we come back in here. It's going to be on the baseline with the official holding the ball. Big thank you to Donlin Gold, proud academic award sponsor of ASAA. ConocoPhillips, responsible resource development for Alaska, and a proud sponsor of ASAA. Hilcor, proud to partner with ASAA. Nana Corporation, you can find them online at nana.com. Alaska Commercial Company, serving rural Alaska since 1867. And Saltchuk, empowering Alaska's youth. It'll be King Cove ball, trailing by four. And back and forth we go. Three timeouts remaining for King Cove, four for the Lakers. Full court pressure by Minto. Thompson needing some help. Needs some help. Are they going to get it across in the 10-second count? Time continues to count. They get it across. Wide open underneath and scoring. Brandel, everybody was watching Thompson, and Minto forgot all about Brandel. Wow, clutch basket right there. Makes it a two-point Laker lead as we get near the two-minute-to-go mark. David will swing it over. Warren Charlie. Jeffrey Frank, Minto, going to catch their breath right now. Now King Cove is going to come out on them. Minto kind of forces you to change your defense, getting inside the defense, and a strip by Liam Brandel. Good job by Jonathan David, though. He thought he was fouled, but not going to argue with four fouls on him. He doesn't want to pick up another technical. King Cove takes it away again, looking to tie right here. Thompson. Oh no, and this is going to go on Jonathan David, I believe. And that's it for him. That's number five. Jonathan David is going to foul out with 11 points, all 11 in the second half. Devontae, Bigfoot Jimmy in the crowd. It's not like the call. But a clutch 11 points there in that second half for Jonathan David. His team had responded in the first half when they lost him. And Minto is going to take it away. Should be an easy basket right here. And it goes, almost doesn't, for Roberts. He's got 14 in the lead. At four, another takeaway and a foul on the backcourt. And that's going to be number five on Larson. So Larson's evening is over. We're going to start seeing bodies heading over to the bench. There's so many players with four personals right now. So Larson fouls out with 5 points, but just very clutch play by him. T-Jacks, they need to get set up in defense because It's Minto's ball, I believe. Well, a timeout taken here. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. A four-point lead for the Lakers. Jonathan David fouls out with 11. Brendan Larson fouls out with 5. You still got Liam Brandel with 4 personals. Sailor Gould with 4 for King Cove. Warren Charlie has 3, and Jeffrey Frank has 3 for the Minto Lakers. Lakers, number that matters to them is 4, which is the amount of their lead, but also how many team fouls they have and how many timeouts they have as well. Big thank you to Alaska Industrial Hardware, an Alaska Native-owned hardware store. Alaska Air National Guard, proud to support youth around our state while safeguarding the homeland. Also, we cannot thank Orthopedic Physicians Alaska taking care of these athletes. Wow, another fantastic finish coming up here. Minto ball on their baseline. Trapped in the corner, and a quick timeout taken by head coach Peter Anderson. And that'll be a 30, and we'll still keep it right here. Again, you can get updated brackets and results. Go to ASAA.com or ASAA365.com. Boy, talk about emotions riding high right now for both these teams. Coach Anderson in the middle of the huddle for Minto. T-Jacks, their head coach, Ricky Dela Cruz, doing it without any assistant coaches. 49-45. So Minto, if they commit a foul, it's a bonus for King Cove. King Cove has fouls to give. And you know Minto is going to get to that point where they are going to try to draw King Cove out. They did it the end of the first quarter and the end of the second quarter. They spread the floor, and King Cove didn't bite on it, but now they're going to start having to pull the defense out. And here we go. Minto going to spread things out here and see if King Cove will come up and try to foul. Still spreading it out, burning some clock, down to 65 seconds to go. King Cove not fouling yet. There's the first one, and that's going to go on Riley Wilson. So, you know, Sailor Gould with 4 and Liam Brandel, they don't want to be in the position to have to hit that foul and foul out. But again, the clock right now shows 61 seconds to go. Minto with it again. They are not going to do anything but spread the floor, and they're going to force you to use those fouls if you want to stop the clock. You've got 2 here to give. And Minto just burning the clock right now. Seconds burning off this clock. And there's a foul. And that's number 5 on Brandel. Has to do it. He's going to lead with 10. And now Elliott Farr, first time into the game. He's going to come in with 42.3 to go. And it'll stay Laker ball. 3 timeouts for the Lakers, 2 for the T-Jacks. Minto ball, and again, they're just going to make you foul them, and that's next foul. We'll put them at the free throw line for the double bonus. Frank takes a hard foul. That's going to be number 2 on Gould. And now we'll go to the free throw line to shoot the double bonus. Right now, a 2-possession game. You still hit both of these. It's a 2-possession game with 36.9 to go. King Cove, though, now in that fouling situation, going to send Minto to the free throw line every time they commit one now. Frank, first of 2 coming up. And that is good. That's his first trip to the free throw line. He's got 6 points. 5-point game, still a 2-possession game. And if you make this one, it still stays at a 2-possession game, but makes it 2 threes being needed. And that one is good. Clutch free throw shooting from the 6'1 senior from Minto, Alaska, and a timeout taken here by head coach Peter Anderson. Peter Anderson will high-five his team as they come over to the huddle. It's a 60, so let's take a break as well. We got 36.9 left in this one.
Alrighty, we are taking our break at the moment. Please stay tuned. This is KSDP, your community radio station. How do we get? That's not the one.
Little extra conversation and extracurriculars, and cooler heads will purvey as the officials will get in there. Curtis Bigfoot, he's going to head over to the bench. And you understand it, you know. I mean, what a battle this one has been. Gould picks up number three. Trayton Titus.
Curtis Bigfoot.
Maybe he was going to come in for Bigfoot, but Bigfoot now is the free throw line for two huge free throws. Curtis Bigfoot yet to score in the game. And his first one is big for this Minto Laker squad. So they're saying that the sub's going to come in for the shooter, so if it goes, they're immediately going to blow the whistle. That one will not go, but you can't blow the whistle on a miss. And a rebound off the hands of Gould.
End of the ball game for the
7-point game here. Trayton Titus will check in.
Trayton Titus.
Curtis Bigfoot over to the bench. You know, if for anything else, just to get him out of there, because you could just see Coach Anderson saying, think, and now we got a timeout taken here by King Cove, and that's going to be their final timeout. They will not be able to stop the clock, at least timeout-wise. You'll have to use fouls if you're going to stop it. So, again, the winner of this one will play in the semifinal at 4:45 tomorrow. Shishmaref awaits that. Shaktulik and Northway have already punched their ticket into the first semifinal, and that one will be at 3:15 here on court number two. And, of course, all the games here on the NFHS network, including the consolation brackets as well. 20.6 showing. Out of timeouts, King Cove. Three timeouts left here for the Minto Lakers. King Cove, any fouls will result double bonus in the next foul. If the Lakers choose to commit one, which they do not need to. And now you've got Easton Wolf, the 6'3 sophomore, back in for the Lakers, and the eighth grader, Trayton Titus. And you've got another sub in here, Sam Brandell, for King Cove. Some pushing and shoving going on here, and the officials are going to tell them to settle down between Lakers with it. King Cove choosing not to foul right now, so maybe deciding if it's inevitable. And Minto will just dribble this one out. No call there, and that looks like that is going to do it. 52-45 will be your final as Minto punches their ticket. A great game here by both these teams, but fouls coming into play and for both teams. But the Lakers hang on for a 52-45 win. We'll add up some scores here real quick, and we'll await our player of the game announcements.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. After the handshake, we'll have the...
So for King Cove, 14 points for Michael Gould, 12 points for Riley Wilson, 10 points for Liam Brandell in the loss as the teams shake hands for Minto. Three players in double figures. Nicholas Roberts with 14, 13 for Warren Charlie, and 11 for Jonathan David. And, of course, those all coming in the second half as he was in foul trouble in the first quarter with four personals. So we'll get our player of the game awards, and then Minto is going to be able to punch their ticket here. The final spot over there. Here we go. Michael Gould with 14 points picks up the Player of the Game award for the T-Jacks. And, of course, you would rather pick up the W, but a hard-fought battle for that young man.
And your Player of the Game for the Minto.
So we'll get him out here to center court.
Let's welcome number five, Warren Charlie.
Warren Charlie, the Player of the Game for the Minto Lakers. 13 points for him in the win, and the Lakers advance to the semifinal tomorrow at 4:45. King Cove, you still play tomorrow, just do not have a chance to get into a championship game, so a hard-fought battle for both these teams, and you can see the emotion over there on your player of the game and Michael Gould. So Minto able to get their name tag stamped on the semifinal. That's going to do it for us here as the Lakers take this one, 52-45. Semifinal action tomorrow for them at 4:45. That's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks for tuning in. And we're going to have 1A girls action coming up following this. I'm Ken Viemeyer for everybody here at the NFHS Network. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great evening.